Welcome to CME on ReachMD. This episode is part of our Minute CE curriculum. Prior to beginning the activity, please be sure to review the faculty and commercial support disclosure statements, as well as the learning objectives.
Hi, I'm Dr. Elizabeth Plamack, and this is CME on ReachMD. Today, we're going to be talking about adverse events seen with the newer bladder cancer treatments, and we're going to focus on the patient experience. So, enfortumab vedotin plus pembrolizumab has unprecedented efficacy in the treatment of metastatic urothelial cancer, but there are side effects that are really unique to this combination and sometimes challenging to manage. I'm going to focus on the top three that sort of are the most unique. One is skin reactions. So it's really, that's a synergistic adverse event with the combination of EV and pembro, where we can see rashes, sometimes severe. The second is hyperglycemia. So we can see increases in blood sugar on the treatment, either because of the treatment or itself or an interaction with a pre-existing diabetes. And then one of the ones that we're going to focus on today is peripheral neuropathy. This is the one that most often makes us stop treatment, even when it's working, and sometimes can be hard to manage. It's one that we manage mostly with dose reductions and breaks. And we'll talk about that more in a minute. Just briefly to go over this combination, again, because of unprecedented efficacy, it works really well in a lot of folks with metastatic urothelial cancer. And so more often, we're stopping the treatment while it's still working because of side effects instead of because it stops working. It's a good problem to have. We like having an effective therapy, but by nature, effective therapies are given to patients for longer, typically because it's felt that they're working, so we should continue. The duration of response data that we just saw at ESMO was really amazing. Definitely showed people doing well long-term out to 5 years. Really interesting though, almost everyone has stopped treatment by 2 years. And again, that sort of speaks to this story of very effective disease. Patients continue on therapy, but ultimately when it was stopped, we learned a lot of those patients continue to do well 4 years. So it's really encouraging us and helping us kind of shape how we think about and give these drugs together. Usually the time to first onset of the toxicities, it's typically early that we see them, but some can be late. And then also encouraging, because there are a lot of dose reductions and dose modifications of the EV and pembrolizumab, there is some data from Dr. Petrelak and team showing that even when we reduce the median duration of exposure, responses seem to be unchanged. So all this sort of speaks to us learning how to use these drugs a little bit better. So I have with me one of our patients, Lilibeth, who had the courage to sort of talk about and share her experience with this drug combination with us. Lilibeth started on EV and pembro about 9 months ago. And I'll just, spoiler alert, I'll give the great news that she is one of the people who had an amazing response to treatment. We cannot find cancer anymore on her scans, which is great. But I'm going to turn it over to her to sort of share the story of her journey on this treatment over the last 9 months. Lilibeth, when you first started the treatment, what were sort of the early things that you experienced while on treatment?
Okay, yeah, initially the first part of the treatment, I was feeling some of like the skin rashes. And then when I sweat, I feel like my body like itches all over.
Yeah, common.
And then I developed like hyperglycemia. I mean, we were monitoring. I was so glad that I participated in the clinical trials because your team were like monitoring me closely. And then there were a couple of times that we had to like hold back the treatment because of the hyperglycemia. And then eventually I started on, I was referred back to my primary care physician who then like prescribed me to start on glipizide, but then she started me on a low dose to be on the safe side. At first, I was so frustrated because it was like, I'm getting treated to get better, but then on the other hand, I put on another medication because of the hyperglycemia. But I said, this is, you know, part of the journey, so I accepted it.
You were amazing. You really did. You really worked so hard.
Thank you.
With us, your team, your, you know, your primary care doctor, all the folks involved. Yeah.
Towards the end of May, July, I was having like tingling numbness and tingling sensation of my fingers and my feet. The tingling and the pain gets worse at night, especially with my feet. And then
Right.
again, yeah, there were like several times we pushed back on the treatment, and then we decreased the dose.
Right. We did.
Yeah.
We held the treatment, we decreased the dose. We did all of those things, all of the things that are in the sort of guidance for this.
And it came the time that you referred me to see the palliative care, the support care team at Fox Chase, and I saw Dr. Tristic, and then he prescribed me some gabapentin, and then I said, oh, here comes another medication.
Right. Yeah.
And then with the gabapentin, he increased the dose one time. And then after like my last treatment, I noticed that the tingling and the sensation wasn't, it didn't make a difference with the gabapentin. So
Right. How is your neuropathy now?
it's a little bit better. I'm so impressed with myself. I'm able to tie the shoelace, but I still kinda like do the fine like motor movements. Like I still cannot put my earrings on.
Right. Right. It's so helpful for you to share this. It's true. Like the neuropathy, it's one of those things that's the hardest for us to control and takes the longest to reverse.
It is Dr. Plimack, and when we were at the clinic, I was like hoping and anticipating that like after this, once I get to like the cycle of the treatment, I was hoping I would, go back to my job. I could go back to work, but then you say, I remember you always say, see how you feel, don't push yourself. And then I did, and because I said I cannot risk my job, and with the kind of work I have, I cannot risk it just going back to work.
And you work in a neonatal intensive care unit, right?
It was frustrating, but then I accepted it like this is, part of my journey. So
Yeah. Well, we're here with you, and it's all of our hope that this nerve endings start to heal over time. We know it can take a long time. And that when they're better, the fact that you can tie your shoes, that is a huge moment. We appreciate that.
And
So that's
that's
great.
why I said this is just like one part, but my biggest winning is like when you d gave me the news that my last CT scan that everything's
Yeah.
clear. So I'm so glad that I'm one of the patients who has like a good result with the treatment.
Yes, we are happy for that. We celebrate the good news whenever we get it, right? Yeah.
I was even happy. Like, so I developed the colitis after the first combination of treatment, but then I remember you told me that I already got the benefit of,
That's what we thought. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
So
Lilibeth, you've been through so much: colitis, skin rash, hyperglycemia, and neuropathy. You're sort of showcasing all the side effects, but also
it all.
the best result, right? A third of patients with this
In
get
spite
that
of all
result.
the hurdles that,
Yeah.
we came up the winner.
Right. Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing today. I really appreciate it. And we'll see each other in clinic pretty soon. So thanks.
Okay, Dr. Klimak, and thanks for everything. Thanks for all you do.
That's all the time we have today. Thank you for listening to CME on ReachMD.
You have been listening to CME on ReachMD. This activity is jointly provided by Partners for Advancing Clinical Education, Bladder Cancer Advocacy Network, and RedMedEd, and is supported through an educational grant from Astellas and Pfizer Incorporated. To receive your free CME credit or to download this activity, go to reachmd.com/CME. Thank you for listening.